This final section is going to be a little longer. It's called Releasing and Relaxing. I want to take you in your mind on a little bit of a journey. When you're able to think about it, I want you to go back to your childhood and remember, what were your dreams? What were your fantasies? What did you hope would happen one day when you had the opportunity to be an adult? Did you dream that you'd get to own your own apartment? Did you wish that you would get to travel somewhere beautiful? Maybe like Hawaii or Aruba or the Bahamas or somewhere that seems magical and peaceful. Was your goal to start a company? To be the next Bill Gates or Donald Trump or Mark Zuckerberg? Maybe you wanted to be an actor and you were going to be in all the Hollywood movies and become a movie star. Or you wanted to be a rock musician and be like Guns N' Roses or the Beatles or the Rolling Stones. Your dream could have been different. Maybe you wanted to be a botanist or an anthropologist and go study at places all over the world with your talents. What used to get your juices flowing and get you to feel as if your life was really going to be something amazing? I know all of us at some point in our lives think that there is high hopes for what the future will bring. And then I've seen the other side where some of us just get so knocked down. We face adversity after adversity. It might be money problems or losing someone close to us or having problems with our careers, feeling hopeless, facing anxiety, maybe even being diagnosed with depression. And something in us just kind of starts to wither away. It's almost like a beautiful rose that is blooming and shining, and then eventually it just slows down and withers down and eventually is not in bloom anymore. But I want to tell you, you're not like that rose that once it's whittled down, it can't come back. You have comeback power in your heart and your soul. As far down as you might have fallen, you can start to rise higher and higher if you will remember all the good things about your life. You will see things can become happier and better. I want you to make an inventory of all the good about who you are. And you might be saying, what do you mean? What good do I have? What's special about me? We're going to make a list together of all the positive qualities you have. I'm going to ask you questions and think in your head which of these are true. Are you smart? Do you work hard? Are you a good friend? A good mother, sister, brother, father, mother, daughter, cousin, aunt? Maybe you're a nice grandparent. Are you someone that has tried many different things in your life? Have you attempted different classes or courses or schools? The fact that you bought this CD tells me that you're open to trying new things to improve your life. Take a moment to congratulate yourself that you work and you're trying to make positive change even when you're not feeling well. Are you someone that has done good for other people? Do you open doors? Are you a good listener? Do you have a good smile, a good nose, a good set of ears? Do you have a nice laugh? Do you have good teeth, a good mouth, good lips, good arms, good legs, a good belly button? I want you to put all the things about you in a list. What is good and special about who you are? I want you to know you are a gift to this world. Your light is meant to be bright again. You might have been knocked down, but like Rocky in the famous movies, you've been knocked down many times, but you come back and you will stand again and you will one day win because you are a success and you are one of God's children or source or whatever you believe in, and that light that is in your eyes needs to come back and be bright again, please know it is not time to give up. It is time to remember all the wonderful things about who you are, and what has happened in your life does not matter, because you can now start again. This is your moment and your time to rebuild your life, to start improving your relationships, to find your purpose, and to say to yourself, I am ready for good things to happen to me. I'm shaking off the disappointment, the anger, the struggle, the pain, the problems, and I am going to live a happy and joyous and successful life. I want you to, when you get home, or if you are home, look in the mirror. I want you to smile and say to yourself all the list of the good things. And at first it might seem baloney and you might not believe it, but do it every single day, once in the morning and once at night. I wake up every morning and I take a shower and I say to myself, I feel wonderful, I feel terrific, I feel healthy, I'm a good person, I help others, I'm a good dad, I'm a good husband, I'm a good friend. And at first it did not feel as authentic as it does today, nearly 15 years later. I see mostly joy and positive things happen in my life because I expect and plan for good to happen. And here's the big secret. When it goes wrong, I'm stuck in a traffic jam, a bill comes, someone says something mean, I learned not to let that knock me down and take away my joy. You can figure out ways around it. You're in the car and you're stuck in traffic. Put this CD on. Listen to this, and I can tell you the traffic will seem much less of a bother, and you can use that time productively and say, hey, I listened to the CD. I'm feeling more at peace and calm, and it was actually a good use of the 30 minutes or however long you waited in that traffic jam. Please let your life be more open and filled with light. I know how hard it is to be depressed and to feel the darkness. We're just doing the simple things like going to work or calling a family member or friend. That can be hard. It can be challenging. It can seem scary and overwhelming. But do not give up. And please know we want you in this world. We need you. Whatever your gifts and talents are, we want them to help us grow as a community and as a world. I want to thank you so much for listening to this audio tape. I hope you'll go back to it when you're feeling upset or you're feeling scared or you're feeling depressed. Please know that I've helped many people, and I'd welcome you to contact me if you are interested in coaching or want to learn more about the work I do. Our community online is called willlisten.com. That's willlisten.com. It's a beautiful free community we started where you can meet others going through issues like depression. And I also share about my work as a coach, helping those that are struggling. I really want to thank you again for buying this. I hope you'll share it with someone that could benefit. And please hold on to hope, because I've seen so many people in the darkest places dealing with depression get help and turn their lives around. And I believe if it could happen for them, it can also happen for you. I'm Blake Levine, and thank you so much.